Hi, welcome to the Brain Injury Answers Podcast. This is Dr. David Glazer providing the answers you need when a brain injury occurs. This podcast is for educational purposes only. For treatment, please consult your physician. This podcast does not represent the Department of Veterans Affairs. All right, let's get started. Question: what could be causing headaches after a traumatic brain injury? This is an excellent question. Let's just think about the basics of what could cause a headache from a brain injury. In a brain injury, there is some sort of force that attaches to the brain, whether it is a physical force where the brain hits into some sort of material, or just the force of pressure when the brain and the head will move forward and backwards. This could affect muscles around the head and the neck. Therefore, a number of headaches often are coming from neck pain because there are a series of various muscles around our neck, also known as a cervical spine, that also moves up the back of our head. In addition, we have nerves called occipital nerves, which come up out of our spine in our neck and move up the back of our head. And this could be scientifically known as an occipital neuralgia. Basically, fancy medical talk for nerve pain, and it's nerve pain of the occipital nerve. Other types of headaches could be from using too many medications to treat pain. When one uses over-the-counter medications too frequently, one can actually cause a rebound headache, where yes, the initial headaches are being treated well with the over-the-counter medications, but because a person's used too many of them, they're going to bounce back even harder. Almost like a slingshot or a rubber band where you pull it and then when you let it go, whoa, it's going to fly hard and high. If someone used to have headaches before their brain injury, it very might likely well be worsened after. For instance, some people have migraines, which are not due to any specific reason, but after a brain injury, the migraines may be worsened. Headaches that might last more than 3 months and happen at least 15 days or more per month are known as chronic headaches. This is just a term that's used to help classify headaches a little better. Chronic headaches have a variety of reasons why they could be caused. Also, headaches could be caused by issues going on inside the brain. Maybe there's bleeding that's causing pressure upon the brain. Or maybe there's brain fluid, which is known as cerebrospinal fluid, which is pressing on the brain and might be causing a hydrocephalus. One may have a fracture of their skull, which could be causing a headache. Oftentimes, that skull fracture may be found because one sleeps at night, maybe on their back or on their side. But really, any way you sleep, your head's resting on something, and you may notice a lot more pain in a certain area of your head versus others. There could be a fracture there. Also, as discussed in previous podcasts, if someone is having poor sleep, well, headaches can be worsened. Just take out someone not having a brain injury. If someone has a few nights poor sleep, that could cause headaches. So sleep is very important. Someone who might be having vision problems after their brain injury could also get a headache or have their headaches worsened. It's very challenging for the eyes to try to focus and read or look at screens or be worsened by the light, and then it affects the brain, because after a brain injury, the brain may not be able to handle all the sensory input or everything out there in the world that a person comes into contact with. And so this could make a headache worse. If someone uses too much caffeine, that could make a headache worse. So, as we see, there are many various reasons that cause headaches to occur or get worsened after a brain injury. There are a variety of treatments that can be used with instruction and guidance from your doctor. One could be started on medications such as Tylenol, also known as acetaminophen, or NSAIDs such as ibuprofen or Aleve, which oftentimes do help treat a headache. But again, don't use them too all frequently, because it could make headaches worse. One may need physical therapy to help with muscles and neck posture, which will then decrease a brain injury. There are stronger medications for headaches, such as topiramate, which can also help with sleep, or amitriptyline, which could help with headaches and sleep, or treating the real cause of the headaches, such as a lack of sleep or vision issues. As discussed in prior podcasts about sleep treatments, you can see that there. And for vision issues, it's very important to see a neuro-optometrist and very likely undergo vision therapy. Other treatments could be injections. There might be a need for nerve blocks, such as an occipital nerve block, or a sphenopalatine ganglion block, an SPG block, otherwise known in short. Or maybe someone needs Botox injections for migraines, which consist of a series of injections around the head and neck. So again, headaches can be a very complicated topic after a brain injury and very complicated to treat. By seeing a brain injury medicine physician, this specific type of physician will be able to help delineate what's causing the headache and to help best properly treat it and guide care of the headache. Here's to being headache-free and managing headaches well. Hope a lot was learned in this podcast on headaches. And let's just get rid of the ache and get our heads working as best as can be without pain so we can function best. Let's get those headaches managed.
That's a wrap for today. Remember to email all your questions to braininjuryanswers@gmail.com. Check out the website, www.braininjuryanswers.com. Thanks for listening.